anywhere else? Again, is this just a historical story, or does it have a relevance today?
Well, it does have a relevance. If you ask about how we estimate hazard from tsunamis, it's almost all done by assuming that tsunamis are caused by big earthquakes, like the 2004 Indonesian earthquake. On the other hand, if you look at the really huge tsunamis of the last 150 years or so, about half of them came from either landslides or volcanic explosions. And so it's possible that if you were either insurance company worried about coastal hazard, or whether you're a government worried about the safety of your citizens, you might want to consider data like this that could give you information from the last 10 or 100,000 years rather than just from the historical period.
That was Cliff Froelich at the Institute for Geophysics at the University of Texas in the USA. And that's it for now. This week's producer was Fiona Roberts, and I'm Sue Broom. You can listen again or download Science in Action as a podcast by going to the website at bbcworldservice.com. Next week, the intriguing question of whether spiritual belief can act as a natural painkiller.
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. This is Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie. Welcome to the show. Good morning. If you want to get on the air today, the number to call is 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. And you can also email me at spiritualshow@gmail.com. Today on the show, we have Liz Pagayonen. When she gets on the line, I'll double-check the pronunciation of her last name. She is a scrapbooking expert, founder of Creating Intentions, and has designed the intentional scrapbooking method, and she has a website, creatingintentions.com. Now, before we talk with Liz, I just want to let you know of a couple of things that are going on. The University of Southampton's Human Consciousness Project is studying near-death, out-of-body experiences to see if the phenomenon is real. Doctors are going to place random photographs on high shelves in emergency and intensive care rooms, which will only be visible if the clinically dead patients are really having an out-of-body experience and they're hovering above the bed looking down on the room. This study is going to be about 3 years long, and it's going to survey about 1,500 patients. And if you've been worrying about the financial situation in the United States, the housing crisis going on, and the possibility of that spilling over into Canada, I know there's a lot of talk about fear and is it going to be like another Great Depression? And hopefully it won't be. I'm not a financial analyst at all, but you know, a lot of great companies, very successful companies that are still thriving today, came out of the Great Depression. There's, you know, I mean, just because things are changing and they're different, it doesn't necessarily mean that it's a bad thing. It might be a bumpy time for a little bit, but my opinion is that things are going to settle down, and there's actually going to be a lot of good that is going to come of this situation. So we can choose to focus on fear and the lack of things that might happen and how bad it might get, or we could focus on how good things really are right now and appreciate what we do have. So I'm going to put Liz on the line. Hi, Liz, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hello.
Hi, Liz. Good morning. Did I say your name correctly? I wrote it down and then...
Yes, you did. You did.
Okay.
Good job.
Thank you. So if you want to get on the air and ask Liz a question, the number again is 604-822-2487, 604-UBC-CITR. So Liz, you have a website called Creating Intentions.
Yes, I do.
.com, correct?
Yes.
Yes. And can you tell us a little bit about what that is and what you do?
Sure. Basically, I'm a hypnotherapist with over 10 years experience, who combined hypnotherapy techniques with my passion for scrapbooking. And I developed a very revolutionary and catalytic process that I call the intentional scrapbooking method. And based on this method, I show people how to take desires that they have from within for desiring to change and desiring to live according to how they really want to live their life, to take that idea and that desire and make it concrete through the scrapbooking process. And I've created what I said, the intentional scrapbooking method, and I show people through my website, available on a DVD, how to work through the scrapbooking process to transform their ideas and their desires, which is intangible and invisible, and make it into something concrete and give it shape and form through the scrapbooking process.
Beautiful. So yeah. You mentioned that you have a background in hypnotherapy, 10 years of that. So I'm curious, do you actually, by watching the DVD, does the viewer become hypnotized, or how does that work?
No. Basically, what I've discovered is that scrapbooking is a form of self-hypnosis. And as I would sit down to scrapbook, and I would cut out detailed images or just really focused on my intent and the overall feeling and emotion that I was trying to express, it was cultivating a certain mind and activating certain mindsets within me. And it was activating my heart chakra. Mm-hmm. And so I was cultivating very heightened states of love and appreciation. And it was quite literally, it was, you know, drawing me into those ecstatic states of ecstasy where they last for hours and you feel very expanded and in love with everything around you.
Wow.
And I was like, yeah. And I thought, oh my gosh, this is hypnosis. And how could I not see it? Because similar states of hypnosis are such as when you're reading a book or you're even watching TV and somebody comes into the room and they talk to you and you're so focused on whatever you're doing that you don't necessarily hear them. And that's also a state of hypnosis. So people, when they hear the word hypnosis, they think, oh, you know, mind control, or you know, somebody's going to tell me to act like a duck, or, you know, they get that from the stage hypnotism. But actually, we experience states of self-hypnosis throughout the day. And two major times of the day that we experience states of self-hypnosis is, one, upon waking in the morning, and two, upon going to sleep at night. Everybody experiences self-hypnosis at that two times during the day, at least.
That's really interesting about how it's self-hypnosis to do the scrapbooking. And I did took a little online hypnotherapy course, and I learned there that you one of the ways of hypnosis is a lot of stimulation. I forget the term. But is that where it comes from with scrapbooking, or does it come from a different place?
Well, what I found is that, you know, people mostly scrapbook to document past memories, or they use it as a vehicle to express current felt emotions.
Yes.
And normally they're choosing to document precious and meaningful and happy memories. And so what happens is when they use, and you know, they sit down to scrapbook because they have all this pressure. They love scrapbooking because it takes them out of the pressure of their everyday current reality, right? So they come to the scrapbooking process. They might be unaware of what's happening. That's where I come in, and I'm trying to help bring awareness of what this is actually doing, is that they come to sit down to the scrapbooking process, and they're reliving past memories, or they're pouring out their emotions, and what they're doing is they're activating the heart chakra. And love and appreciation is the highest felt, most energizing emotion that you can cultivate. And when you move into states of emotional, highly energized and emotional love and appreciation, it actually expands your mind. It stimulates your mind, and it causes it to expand. And in that moment, when the mind is actually stimulated, the subconscious mind is very receptive to thought impressions. And so when they're scrapbooking this, if they could just realize, if a person can just realize the creative force and potential of every thought that they hold when their mind is stimulated and they've activated that loving energy from their heart, how deeply they can imprint their subconscious mind and how they can plant seeds through the powerful force of their intention to grow and blossom into attracting the life experiences that they truly desire in life. So it could be a catalyst for creating future outcomes and planting those new thought forms.
Wow. So we are talking with Liz from creatingintentions.com. She's a scrapbooking expert and a hypnotherapist, or was a hypnotherapist for the past. How are you still doing hypnotherapy?
Well, I've stopped my hypnotherapy practice to raise my family, and I have three daughters. And so I'm not taking clients one-on-one, but I'm totally dedicated to hypnotherapy and its message. And I think hypnotherapists are going to be up and coming and just helping to transform this world. And I've devoted myself to aligning with my highest potential. And so it's not that I'm not a hypnotherapist now, I still am. It's just that I've found a way through scrapbooking to merge hypnotherapy with with my passion for creating art through scrapbooking.
Wonderful.
And that's how I developed the intentional scrapbooking method.
Great. And so I would imagine that through your website and your DVD, and you also have a book,
The book is, I'm intending to attract a publisher.
Okay, well, maybe someone will be listening to this show. You never know.
Yeah, well, that's in the works. We have some, hopefully that's in the works. I have some interest in that, so hopefully we'll be able to announce a book soon. But I do have a workbook that I offer along with the DVD, so people can dive right into finding out how to work through the method. So if they go through and they purchase the DVD, that's how they're going to find out how to work through it. And then, of course, they have the little workbook with the outline and the steps. And I have some other bonus offers with that. And I developed some monthly kits, some scrapbooking kits that help to cultivate certain master mindsets, such as for October, I have the master mindset of creative vision. And what that does is it helps to stimulate your imagination, in which you surface, and stimulating the imagination, you will be able to summon or surface the creative intelligence from your deep inner mind or your subconscious mind, which when you're focusing on a desired intent and you're stimulating your imagination through heightened emotions and very focused thought, your subconscious mind will be activated and that creative intelligence will be summoned. And while you're focusing on your desired outcome, you'll receive certain hits of inspiration, or it usually comes in the form of flashes of hunches or flashes of inspiration. And so if you're aware of those little hits, that's actually your subconscious mind communicating to you the little actions that you need to take that will bring you to fulfilling your goal, your dreams, your dream.
Nice.
It's very interesting. So every month I create a new kit to help cultivate a certain mindset. And I give video instructions with each kit. So when a person purchases the kit, they'll get a little email with the video instructions. So if you're new to scrapbooking, you don't know how to, not to be deterred, because I show you how to do it in this little video instruction email.
Cool. So we're talking with Liz from creatingintentions.com. She is the designer of the intentional scrapbooking method. And you're listening to Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. If you want to get on the air and ask Liz a question, the number to call is 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. Or you can email spiritualshow@gmail.com. And we're just going to go to a break, and we'll be back in just a moment on CITR.
a beautiful day without a cloud.
The 27th Annual Vancouver International Film Festival will be held September 25th to October 10th, 2008. VIFF is among the largest film festivals in North America and is one of the largest cultural events in Canada. The broad spectrum of fiction and non-fiction films from around the world is divided into the following sections. The Ark, Elements and Animals. Dragons and Tigers, The Cinemas of East Asia. Non-fiction features. Canadian Images, Cinema of Our Time, and Spotlights on France.
Films are screened on the following 10 screens: Empire Granville 7 Cinemas, Van City Theatre at the Vancouver International Film Centre, Pacific Cinematheque, Ridge Theatre. To purchase tickets, visit the Vancouver International Film Festival Centre on Seymour. For information, check out www.viff.org or call 604-683-FILM. That's 604-683-3456.
Yes, it comes in a downward direction. It disintegrates, dissolves, melts.
Thank you very much, folks. The Muppet Show is proud to present our very special guest, Weezer! Yeah!
They say I need some Rogaine to put in my hair.
CITR 101.9 FM and Live Nation are proud to introduce Weezer. With special guests Angels and Airwaves and Canada's own Tokyo Police Club. Friday, October 10th. At General Motors Place. This is Weezer's first tour in 3 years. Drummer Pat Wilson announced, if you want to rock, you know where to find us. Don't miss Weezer with special guests Angels and Airwaves and Tokyo Police Club at General Motors Place on October 10th.
Tickets on sale now.
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. This is Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. And we're speaking with Liz from creatingintentions.com. She is the founder of Creating Intentions and designed the intentional scrapbooking method. She is a hypnotherapist and uses the scrapbooking technique to get into a self-hypnotic state. So Liz, are you still there? Hi.
Yeah. Hi.
How did you start scrapbooking? What got you started doing that?
Well, like many people who first developed their passion for scrapbooking, after my first daughter was born, my stepmom had taken all the pictures that I had sent her over the past few months of my newborn, and she put them together in a scrapbook, and I had no idea. And she sent it to me. And when I saw it, I was like, wow. You know, at first my thought was, I'm going to preserve all my daughter's memories, you know, and being just an extremely creative person anyway, it was the perfect outlet for me, because I used to actually spend a lot of time painting, and I found that I couldn't do that with a newborn, and, you know, because time just goes by so fast when you're painting, and I so it was just the perfect medium, because you can bring any and all types of art and art forms and apply it to the scrapbooking process. And so it became a consuming passion, just like my passion for aligning with my inner being and my higher self, and trying to find all the knowledge I could to advance my scrapbooking style and skill. And in my spare time, that's what I was doing to kind of just center and focus and quiet my mind. And it was just very shortly after I started that I started to discover that it was the state of self-hypnosis. So I started to play with different techniques on how to apply it to create and attract future outcomes. And what I found was, when I would take a singular intent and focus it through the scrapbooking process, that it would manifest into my reality so fast and so quickly that I had to just develop this method and share it with the world. It's so helpful and it's so transforming. And so I've just made it my mission now to spread awareness of how the scrapbooking process stimulates the creative mind and brings the subconscious mind into the forefront. And the words, the thoughts, the images, everything you use during the scrapbooking process is strongly and deeply imprinting your subconscious mind. And if there is an aspect or a part of you that has something lacking where you either want to create something very physical, or if you want to transform and heal a certain aspect of your being, that you can very well do this very successfully, easily, and with great fun, transform your life through this process.
Now, we're talking with Liz from creatingintentions.com. If you want to get on the air and ask a question, the number to call is 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. Or you can email spiritualshow@gmail.com. Now, Liz, I've looked at some of the scrapbooking stuff at the craft store, and it's really detailed, and there's a lot of little things. And what if you're one of those people who's not very detail-oriented, or maybe you currently don't have a lot of money to spend? Does it need to be really intricate, like most scrapbooks that I see at the craft store?
No, that's a good question. No. Basically, it's just all about your intention, and I have certain steps. There's 7 steps to the to using the intentional scrapbooking method that you apply just through scrapbooking. And it doesn't have to be at all that detailed. I mean, you could simply, for your intention, which is step one, you figure out what it is you desire. You state your desire in a positively formed affirmation, which you then, which becomes your intention for the project. And that's actually the title for the page. So you could use stuff around your home. You don't necessarily have to go to a scrapbooking store and buy products. I mean, you could do something such as with your title, say, I am loved. And you could simply just, take a white sheet of paper from your printer if you have a fax machine and, do like outlines of the letters and then cut them out. And that would be just as effective as if you went and bought products, So there's certain ways to work around that. And also for people of, your audience that's listening to this, the Synchronicity Radio audience, who may not scrapbook or even know the first steps on how to scrapbook or what they might need or what to get, but are thinking, wow, this might help me. That's why I've designed these kits where they can just go ahead and purchase a kit that's on a certain mindset, and it has everything that they need in it to put it together, except for some basic scrapbooking tools such as adhesive, a scissors, or a paper cutter. But that's pretty much all that they would really need to bring to put this kit together.
Cool. So you mentioned that the intention is just for one page. It's not like a whole book for the one intention. It's just a single page.
That's a very good question. Let me explain that a little bit further. Your audience might be familiar with vision boards or the popular mind movies that are out right now.
Mm-hmm.
And basically those are effective and those work. And what they do is they help you to grow an overall life vision where you're focusing on, your overall life as everything and all that you want to accomplish, right? The scrapbooking, your singular intent, is to focus at one thought at a time, one idea, one goal, one vision, one dream at a time. Because when you do this and you place your intention and focus into one singular intent, and I just keep repeating myself because I really want to get the point across, is to engage your ego's number one function. And your ego is an aspect of your consciousness that is can be, if it's not worked with and not worked on being transformed, is very negative in nature. So what that does is it will take one thought that you might have, and it will tell you, oh, you can't do this, and it really hones in on all the reasons why it's not going to work and this and that and what's wrong with it. And it's self-defeating. It's self-critical. It's a saboteur. It will talk you out of every idea that you have, okay? But that's an aspect of your consciousness, and all ideas come through your ego, right? So your ego is what hones in and has that function of being able to focus on a singular intent, to transform your ego in the moment, to make, to take it from its negative state and to use it in a positive way, is to identify a desire that you're having, and through your intent, focus on it in the most positive way that you can, and through that singular intent that you're going to give concrete shape and form to the scrapbooking process, you are now transmuting and transforming your ego and putting it to positive and good use by focusing on, by using its ability to focus on a singular intent.
Okay, cool.
And that totally imprints your subconscious mind.
So we're talking with Liz from creatingintentions.com. She is the designer of the intentional scrapbooking method, a method for manifesting and getting yourself into a self-hypnotic state of joy and love. If you want to get on the air, the number to call is 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. Or you can email spiritualshow@gmail.com. And I'm also on Facebook. So if you want to add me, there's a synchronicity group on Facebook. Just do a search for spiritualshow@gmail.com and add me as your friend. So Liz, you're talking about a singular intent on a single page. And so I'm wondering, do you do this one page? Like, how often would you make a page?
Okay, sure. So, for instance, let's say everyone today can identify with this and just with the whole economic situation going on over here in the United States, that everyone has a desire to have more money, you know, so they can make their mortgage payment, you know, buy food, pay bills. So I might say, okay, well, I've identified my desire. I want more money, okay? And so you're going to identify that in the most positively formed statement that you can find. And the most powerful way that you could state your intention of your desire is to state it in the present tense, so such as, you know, more money flows to me easily and effortlessly, or I have more than enough money. So you wouldn't really want to state it such as I want or I need. You want to state it in the now, that it's already here and it's, you know, it's flowing through you. It's already a reality. And so I would sit down and I would scrapbook that one singular intention, such as money flows to me easily and effortlessly.
So, Liz, okay? I'm going to just interrupt you. You're talking about like a general statement, so you wouldn't necessarily say, I have $1 million or $1 million
yes,
is coming to
yes,
me.
Yes, yeah, you would.
You would?
So what I would do is, I'm getting to that point. Yeah, so you scrapbook your first intention, right? Which is your first thought, right? And then maybe while you're focusing that, okay, and you're saying, okay, I want more money, and then you're thinking about it, okay, so now you're becoming more clear as you're scrapbooking it, and I'm going to get little hunches of insight and inspiration, little hunches, little flashes. Oh, I want to become a millionaire, okay? So what I'll do is, oh, that could be a whole nother scrapbooking layout, okay? So what I'll do is I'll pay attention to that thought. And I'll say, okay, that came up. All right, that's more clear. I'm becoming more clear now. And so maybe tomorrow I will do a scrapbooking layout that says, I am a self-made multimillionaire. Or I am a millionaire with a net worth of over $5 million. And the more clear you become and the more confident you become in your statements, the faster it will manifest through you. The faster you will take your intangible thought of your desire and you will give it concrete shape and form, and it will start to manifest and transform into a realized experience. So where I'm going with this is that you can have an overall general intent where if you're beginning, you might not be clear at first as to how or what you really want, because that's the case with a lot of people. Some people know very clearly what they want, and they have the confidence and ability to say it, and usually those are the people that can manifest very quickly. But there's another segment of the population who they don't really know what they want. You know, they just know that they want something, that there's something missing, but they can't clearly identify it. So when they can take a general statement such as more money flows to me easily and effortlessly, and they can sit down and scrapbook that singular intent, during that process of working through the intentional scrapbooking method and focusing on turning that statement into reality, they're going to start to initiate more creative insight as to what they clearly their vision starts to become clearer and clearer. And so what I'm saying is that to be aware of those little inspirations and those little hunches, because those are key information that's surfacing from the deep wisdom of the creative recesses of your subconscious mind as to how you can achieve that.
Fantastic. I have so many more questions. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. This is Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie, and we're talking today with Liz from Creating Intentions. That's creatingintentions.com. She is a scrapbooking expert and a hypnotherapist who's designed the intentional scrapbooking method. If you have a question about scrapbooking or manifesting or anything to do with this kind of process, give us a call at 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR, or email spiritualshow@gmail.com, and I'll forward your question on to Liz. So Liz, we're talking about getting a little bit more specific. Let's say I want to be a self-made millionaire with $5 million. Now, would you get as specific as, and this is how it's going to happen? Because some people say that you should get very super specific, and other people say if you get too specific, then it's limiting the ability for the universe to bring that to you.
Sure, yes. That is a very good question. And yes, there is a lot of mixed answers with that, and you know, I'll give you my insight into that. Basically, it definitely helps to state exactly what you want, to say, okay, 5 million, yes, and also give a date by which you want to achieve it, and because giving that timeline, It's very specific and clear.
Now,
left it open, it could just keep going and going.
But should realistic date? Or like if I said I want $5 million by next week? I mean, it's possible it could happen, but...
It is, and it's basically it just depends on your confidence and your belief.
Okay.
So if you state that and then you're like, yeah, right, in the back of your mind, you're like, yeah, right, blah, 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 yeah, right, okay, I'm going to state this, we'll see if this works. You know, that's just your ego popping in, but it's not going to happen. You have to be in a state of 100% belief and confidence. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, if it's where you have to build up to that, then that's what you have to do. And that might take some time and work, but as long as you hold the intention and you do everything in your power to bring your belief up to that 100% and your confidence up to that 100%, you will get there. And if you keep all your focus, your positive focus, there can't be any doubting or contradicting thoughts or lacking thoughts or any negative thoughts that could be contradictory to your intent, nothing whatsoever. Your focus has to be on the positive, and that's why scrapbooking is so powerful. When you sit there and you scrapbook your intent, you're aligning all four aspects of your being. You align your emotional, your physical, your mental, and your spiritual body, and you are focusing on capturing that thought and the emotions that are birthing that thought into your mind, and giving it concrete shape and form through a physical process of scrapbooking, which totally and is scientifically proven is now firing the neurons in your brain are firing new pathways in which the imprint of the new direction of your thought is being recreated. So that's why this on a scientific level, this is also why this works so effectively and so quickly, because when you think thoughts of lack, or you think, okay, I can't get this, or you're focused on lack, that becomes the habitual or dominant thought in your mind. And so it's very easy to be drawn, your thoughts are very easily drawn down those already laid out pathways in the brain. And so when you want to entertain a new way of thinking, and you have to focus on new thought forms if you want to experience change or transformation, to sit down and scrapbook and to be aligned on all four levels and totally focus, it totally rewrites and recreates those pathways in the brain so deeply that actually, in that moment when you're scrapbooking your singular intent, it becomes a dominating thought. So even if you're sitting there and you're coming to the scrapbooking process and you might be a little doubtful, the more you work with it and the more energy and the more you scrapbook your singular intent, you're going to start to see the universe shifting, and you're going to start to see signs that it's manifesting. You just kind of have to give it a chance and to keep in mind that your old habitual dominant way of thinking has been going on for so long that your new thought form has to be given some time to assimilate and digest through your consciousness, just as when you eat food, that takes time to assimilate and digest. It's the same way with your new thought forms. You have to give it some time. So to answer your question, if you're aligned and you're totally strong in your belief and your confidence that you can do it, and if you set a week, my gosh, you will do it.
Wow.
And it helps to be more specific. Yeah.
Okay. So,
just to interrupt, to go back to what you were saying as to how to control it, you don't necessarily want to say, okay, and it's going to come to me in this way, you know. Say, I'm going to have it by this date, this is what I want, and I believe it, and I'm confident, and I know I'm going to get it. But you're not going to be like, okay, and this, I'm going to meet this person's going to give it to me. No, you don't want to control the specifics of it. Just give it over to your subconscious mind and allow those flashes of insight or hunches to guide you as to where to go. Does that make sense?
It does. And so it brings up more questions, though, because you talk about there needs to be no doubt. And I do, I'm hearing that when you're focused so intently on doing the scrapbooking and you're using your body, your mind, your emotions, all of those aspects and your spirit, that it kind of blocks out that negative thought, at least for the time that you're doing it. So would you work on, say, someone who has old negative thought patterns that are quite strong, would they work on that same page? Like, would they maybe do 5 or 10 of those same intention pages, or how would they, mm-hmm. like, how often should people be doing this?
Well, really, you just have to state your intent one time, and you've already expressed to your subconscious mind the desire of your intent. Now, it's just remaining positive and keeping your focus on the positive. And that's why I found scrapbooking to be so successful and fast, because, like I said, you're literally recreating brain waves through the new thoughts that you are implementing through the scrapbooking process, because you're aligning emotionally, mentally, physically, and spiritually. And so through this process, you are actually very deeply imprinting your subconscious of what you desire, and you're launching thought in a new direction. So this is actually a catalyst for you to very effectively and quickly rewrite brain patterns so that your new way of thinking can become the habit, the new dominating thought. And so once you apply your intention through the scrapbooking process, you've already launched your new thought into the direction of where you want it to go, and it's just about now reaffirming and restating your intent, taking your finished scrapbooking layout, hanging it in plain view so that it will serve as a reminder for you to reaffirm and to remain in a state of positive expectation that you are attracting the results of your desired outcome and that it is soon to be a realized event.
So you mentioned, you mentioned hanging it, so it's not actually going to stay in a book?
Well, there is the kit. I've designed intentional scrapbooking kits, which are mini affirmation books, which are helping to cultivate certain master mindsets.
Okay.
But you can, that's just a certain mindset. So I have a little, monthly kit club where you can work on certain mindsets that will help to get you to the state of 100% belief and confidence. But for you, or a listener here on the radio, if they want to scrapbook a singular intent, they would probably just take a standard scrapbooking paper that's 12 by 12 in size and apply their singular intent to the intentional scrapbooking method to complete their layout. So that's where that's where I show you how to do that through the DVD.
Okay. Does
that make sense?
It sort of does. Yeah, we're talking with Liz from creatingintentions.com. If you have a question about scrapbooking and the intentional scrapbooking method for manifesting, the number is 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR or email spiritualshow@gmail.com. So I'm curious, you mentioned that you used to paint, and I saw on your website that you can take this method and use it for other art forms. So what if someone is not interested in cutting up the little pieces of paper and getting sticky fingers and they like to draw or paint? How can they take this same method and in your DVD and in your products, do you talk about how to use this in other art forms?
I don't talk about how to apply it through other art forms, but you can apply it to anything at all. I mean, you can put your intent into washing dishes, into cooking, into anything, into taking a walk. It's all about realizing and remembering who you are and the potential of your being. And your thoughts are the creative force in this universe. And each thought that you hold has a corresponding emotion and physiological reaction in the body. So if you strive to live according to your highest potential in every moment, which means to be aware and conscious of the thoughts that you hold, and to choose the best, most positive thoughts that you can in every moment, you are going to plant those thoughts into your subconscious mind, which is a fertile, it's like a fertile pot of soil in which every thought you hold, it takes that direction of every thought that you hold and will start to attract that experience to you. So if you're focused on fear or lack or, negative experiences in your life, that's what you're putting in, that's what you're planting in that soil of your subconscious mind in every moment. Every thought it affects your consciousness. So if we strive to live according to our highest potential and we just keep on focusing and choosing thoughts of the most positive nature, that will manifest into your reality. So however you want to apply it, through painting, whether taking, walking, meditating, doing the dishes, cooking, anything, any art form, as long as you sit there and you use that time, whether it's, 5 minutes, and you're just focused on a singular intent, that you'll see the universe shifting to bring about your desired goal.
Fantastic. So when you are scrapbooking or you're meditating or whatever it is that you're doing and with your intention, are you visualizing like how it's going to feel when you have this or?
Yes, yes. And that's part of the intentional scrapbooking method. Would you like me to go through the steps?
Yes, that would be great.
Okay. Yeah, then it would probably be a better idea as to how to approach a singular intent. So let's say that we have a singular intent of feeling more. Let's say that somebody just really wants to feel loved. Okay, so that would be the intention, I am loved, and we formed that the most positively we could, and we all know that I am statements are probably the most powerful statements that you could ever form. So I am loved, which is our intention, we want to feel more loved, and so that would be the title for the layout, and that's step one, I am loved, which is our intention, and now the title for our scrapbooking layout. The second step, which is to begin to gather the materials for the project. So you would gather papers, images, and any and all stuff that you would like to incorporate into the process. So for myself, I would choose papers of the color pink or green, because if you're familiar with the chakra system, and I work according to the chakra system, we have seven main chakras, and they each vibrate to a specific color that's of what I associate to the rainbow, because we all know that the seven main colors all turn into white, which is all the colors of the rainbow. Mm-hmm. So the heart chakra, which is the fourth chakra, it vibrates to green or pink energy. And so to feel more loved, I would choose pink or green. And then I would choose all the images of love that I could find. So I might take some hearts, obviously, maybe an image of a mother holding a baby. For me, I might take a picture of my daughters hugging me because I felt very loved in that moment. You know, it's with intention that you start to gather your materials. And once you have all your materials surrounding you, then you would move to the third step, which is to take a self-portrait. And this is a very important step, because what you're going to do is you're going to go into a very meditative state where you're stating your intent, you're visualizing yourself already being loved, however you can imagine it. Maybe it's with a partner, maybe it's through your children, maybe it's through friends and family and family gatherings where people are just saying, we love you, and maybe you feel them hugging you. And you're going to start to generate emotions of love as well. And so when you kind of feel that you've reached a very clear point in your imagination of visualizing yourself being, feeling, doing, seeing, you know, all the five senses engaged of being loved, you will then look into the camera and forcefully project your intent, I am loved, and then snap the picture. And wow. What that does is it captures that that energetic impression of your intent, so that when you now bring your self-portrait to the scrapbooking process, you can see that in that moment and in that photo that you are already that which you seek. You are already encompassing and living out the fulfillment of your desire in the realms of your mind.
Wow, that is so powerful. I'm just going to interrupt you for a second. We have Scotty's Scenic Drive coming up in about 14 minutes. You're listening to Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. If you want to get on the air, the number to call is 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. We're speaking with Liz from the founder. She's the founder of creatingintentions.com, the intentional scrapbooking method, and she is a hypnotherapist who teaches the scrapbooking method. So I think, Liz, we're up to number three, taking the picture.
Well, yeah, the self-portrait was the step three, and now we're going to move into step four, which is to put your whole intention together in the form of a scrapbooking project, in which now you have your intention, which is the title, I Am Loved. You have your colored papers, any images, and other elements that you want to bring. And then you have your portrait, your self-portrait, where you're forcefully projecting your thoughts and feelings and well-being of seeing your intention, which is I am love. And we're going to put this whole project together, and it is putting this project together that you move with intention. So as you're gluing your stuff down, as you're cutting out images, as you're cutting out your title, or however you put it together, this is the very deeply meditative part of the process where you go within, you are cultivating and activating and generating emotions of love. You're visualizing yourself being loved however you can. You're stating your intent, such as, I am loved, my children love me, my partner loves and supports me in everything that I do, however you can get deeply into it. And you're living out your dream fulfilled in your mind as you're putting this together. And it's in this moment that it's so meditative and so focused that this is where you're really and truly rewriting your thought, and you're applying your thought now into the direction of your dreams, and you're really planting those seeds into your subconscious mind. And so when we're done with this layout, you'll note a person notices the shift. You quite literally notice the shift. And sometimes the feedback that I've received from a lot of people that have worked through this method is that they're so positive that the positive expectation that they generate from this method, it actually carries on for days. Wow. Like they say that, wow, I was buzzing with this positive energy for days. And it's true. And sometimes if I do this late at night, I cultivate feelings of such expansiveness, and it really alters my consciousness so much that I can't even fall asleep.
Yeah, I would think so.
You know, it's quite amazing. It's quite amazing. And so quite literally you could be done at this fourth step, but I've incorporated the fifth element, which is a very special embellishment, which I call the secret of scrapbooking. And this is where, I'm going to offer this on my website. I'm in the process of uploading right now. And the secret embellishment is now to take the very highly energetic and balanced energy of crystals, in which you can properly activate a crystal, the piezo-pyrrole electric energy of a crystal, which allows it to grow and expand, and you can project all the emotion and thoughts and images that you just cultivated through the scrapbooking process, and you can now project that into the crystal, which you will put on your scrapbooking layout so that it holds your thought form. And we all know that crystals have the ability to store, record, magnify, and project, and they're what make technology possible today. And they have been used since ancient times as a tool for raising consciousness. They can hold your intention of your scrapbooking layout or your project for you 24/7, in even and they magnify that energy. So they'll take your thought form and they'll hold it and they'll project it, and all this while magnifying it and keep it very balanced, so that you can just relax and not even worry about it anymore. And that's where you don't even have to worry about the contrasting thoughts anymore, because you know that your scrapbooking process has already launched this into the direction of your dreams. And now the crystal that you've downloaded all this information that you've activated and cultivated during the scrapbooking process is holding this for you on a very steady and balanced manner. And so you can just relax in a state of positive expectation and watch for signs that the universe is manifesting this now.
Wow.
It's very exciting, and it's the most satisfying sensation to deliberately set out to create with your forceful intent and then watch it manifest. And so that moves now to the last step, which is what I said, is to take your project, and that's not the little mini affirmation book that I offer through my website. This is just a project, of your singular intent that you've used through the intentional scrapbooking method. It's pretty much on a sheet of paper, and you just hang it, or you could put it on canvas. I've put them on canvas, you know, overall life intents. And I put them on the wall for you to see it in plain view so that over the next few days, number one, you can appreciate this beautiful project that you've created, and number two, it serves as a reminder. And every time you look at it, it reaffirms and reimprints your subconscious mind of your desired intent.
Oh, that's so fun. Cool.
Yeah, so that's what I show you how to do through the DVD. And then I have on the side the intentional scrapbooking kits, which will help to build those very confident and positive mindsets that when you sit down to do the process of doing of forming a singular intent through a scrapbooking process, that you'll start to become so powerful in your believability and confidence that you literally are transforming in the moment your thoughts into a physical realized event.
Oh, that's so fun. I'm really excited now to check out more. I have looked at your site, but now I really want to get more into it and see the DVD and all of that. And we are going to be wrapping up the show in just a second. So I'm wondering if there's anything you want to add. We're talking with Liz from creatingintentions.com. And Liz, is there anything else that you want to add before we end the show?
Yes, I just want to remind people that everybody has the ability through their own thoughts to create the life that they truly want to live. And so if you can strive in every moment to think about that which brings you joy, that which cultivates states of love and appreciation, as long as you can strive in every moment to think the most positively that you can, you will start to attract those experiences in your life, and that your thoughts are the most powerful creative force in this universe. And it's through your thoughts that you start to attract and live out your current life situations.
Well, I can tell that you're really passionate about helping people and bringing this message of positive thinking and of focusing on what you want and of scrapbooking and enjoying the moment and creating these feelings of love and appreciation. I can hear the passion in your voice, and I just want to thank you so much for being on the show today, Liz.
Yes, thank you so much for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. Have a good day.
You too.
All right, thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So that was Liz from creatingintentions.com. So if you're interested in checking out scrapbooking ideas, and she has a DVD and the kits, monthly kits, and lots of support and information on that site. Again, the website address is creatingintentions.com. And thanks to Liz again from Creating Intentions. Next week, Joan Ranquette, animal communicator and author of Communication with All Life, will be answering your questions on the air. This is Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm Marie, and I'm here every Friday from 9 to 10 a.m. You can check out past shows on podcast at citr.ca. Up next, Scotty's Scenic Drive on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.